שלום, אנחנו בשיעור
קבלה לכנס קבלה. We're having a special lesson as preparation for the World Kabbalah Congress in Mexico, all of us as one. We're in lesson number 15, Descent for the Sake of Ascent. You can ask questions at Kabbalah TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
This topic of descent for the sake descending for us for the sake of ascending is extremely important. It belongs to each and every one. Let's pay close attention to what he's saying here, especially Rabash.
Exit number one from Zohar, it's a portion. Light only comes out of darkness, because when the evil side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory increases. And the Creator's work is only out of darkness. There's only good out of evil. And when a person goes into the evil path and leaves him, the Creator's glory is increased. Therefore, perfection of everything is good and evil together, and to then choose good. And the good only comes out of evil.
So nothing good can be revealed. The quality of bestowal, the Creator, love, connection, spirituality in general cannot be revealed except from within the darkness, concealment, separation, sorrow, and so on. And specifically, before the revelation, there has to be concealment or absence, and then revelation and reconciliation, completion. We have to understand this principle and try to keep it as needed. Meaning, we can awaken the darkness. We can work in the place of the light, and then when there's less light and less light, you know, it depends on our demand, on our sensitivity for different phenomena, and by that we can advance, and we will see the light of yesterday is the darkness of today. Everything is going to be relative until the end of correction. But we have no revelation unless only in the place of the absence of revelation.
Excerpt number two from Rabash, what is day and night in the work? One cannot enjoy rest if he's not tired. That's why he has to go through a process of ascents and descents. But not to be impressed of the descents. Rather, he has to exert not to flee from the battle. Therefore, during the work, he has to know that there are two things. But in the end of the work, he sees that light and darkness are like two feet who bring a person to the goal.
Specifically by the darkness, as much as it was dark in various ways, accordingly the light appears. Because we have there's no depiction of anything in the light, no perception. We're right now in the upper light, but I don't grasp it. Where is the Creator that fills everything? Where is the light that is the light of Ein Sof and fills all of reality from one end to another? Where is it? It does not exist. Why? I can't grasp it. I can't perceive it. What do I need in order to perceive it? I need the darkness. I need the opposite discernment from the light in order to feel the light. Just like in physics, in the physics of our world. Whatever we measure, we check, we feel, is something out of its opposite. So the advantage of light from darkness. Let's hope that we attain the darkness correctly, such darkness from which we can reveal the light.
Excerpt number 3 from Baal HaSulam, Shamati 172. The matter of prevention and delays. All the preventions and delays that appear before our eyes are but a form of nearing. The Creator wants to bring us closer. And all these preventions bring us only nearing. since without that, we would have no possibility of coming closer to Him. Because by nature, there is no greater distance than from our state to the Creator. And only when one begins to come closer, does one begin to feel the distance between us. And any prevention that one overcomes brings the way closer. Thus one grows accustomed to walk on a line of moving farther. Hence, whenever one feels that one is distant, it does not induce any change in the process, since he knows in advance that he is walking on a line of moving farther.
If a person knows that he needs these periods of darkness in order to reveal the light, then he is not impressed by them negatively, but positively. He loves the darkness as preparation for the light, and he sees in the darkness in all its different forms an opportunity for revealing different modes of light and how much he's going to reveal it, because all the forms, all the shapes, all the differences that he has, that he will see in the light, he is going to collect those discernments in the darkness until it appears.
Excerpt number 4 from letter number 25 by Bala Sulam. If the descent is for the purpose of ascending, it is regarded as an ascent and not as descent. Indeed, the descent itself is the ascent, because the letters of the prayer are filled with abundance, and with a short prayer, the abundance is small for lack of letters.
The letters of the work. The light. How do we signify the light? Both letters and vessels. Vessels are signified by vessels, but also light is signified by vessels, because there's no light. We don't attain it. We call light certain phenomena inside the vessel. And what are these phenomena? An impression of the vessel by some unknown thing. Therefore, what we need is to respect the impression of the vessels, and the more forms of darkness will accumulate, the greater, the more intense the revelation, the wider, multifaceted it will be. We must love the darkness. Try to feel flavors of the light. And then we'll see that there's no difference. Suddenly, we'll see that there's no light and no darkness. It's all one. That these discernments support those discernments.
Excerpt number 5 from Rabash, Lishma and Lo Lishma. The descent one has received is for his own good, meaning that he's receiving special treatments from heaven, that he was lowered from his state when he thought that he had some wholeness. This is apparent in his agreeing to remain in the current state his whole life. But now he sees that he is far from spirituality and he has no power to work. Then one can strengthen in that only the Creator can help him. It follows that his descent allowed them to rise in degree, since there is no light without a kli.
What to ask in each state? Not to change the state, but to change his attitude towards the state. Because the state is excellent. What's given to a person is always the end of correction. The person has to determine in what degree, in what form he is able to tolerate such a state, and then he can determine the ladder of degrees. But in truth, he is always facing the light of Ein Sof. So we have to try and not ask for changes in the state, but in my attitude towards the state that I wish to feel it as good and benevolent, there's no one besides him. When? Here and now, in what I am. Next. Enjoy the darkness. La 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 la.
Excerpt number 6 from Rabash. What is this blessing when he made a miracle for me in this place in the work? One who's observing when a person is in an ascent, if he's observing his feeling when he was in a descent, he can discern as the light excels from darkness. From this, he gets new vessels for happiness and gratitude for the Creator, and he can bless the Creator. Blessed is he who has made a miracle for me in this place, because only if you saw the descent can you see the ascent.
It all depends on our state, whether it's ascent or descent. It depends on a person's attitude, because there are no ascents, no descents. We're always facing the upper light, the light of himself in every state, and everything that appears to us from our corrupt vessels. We can see the If you can see the true states, please agree that what you have right now is the perfect state. That's the correction. It's in each and every state.
Excerpt number 7 from letter number 5 by Baal HaSulam. I rejoice in those corruptions that are being revealed, and I regret the corruptions that still haven't appeared, but which are destined to appear. For their revelation is a great salvation from heaven. So if a corruption appears now, it must have been hidden. This is why I'm happy about its disclosure, because it has been revealed for correction.
The corruptions have a hope for correction came to me. And those who were not revealed, how will I know when will they be revealed? I can prepare myself for their revelation as much as I can, but I can't prepare myself in advance for the coming corruptions in the precise form, because I don't know my own state of shattering. If we're speaking scientifically, so I don't know what kind of corruptions will be revealed. If I would know, I would know in advance that tomorrow I will have some corrupt relationships with someone. The next day I will do certain bad things, and certain states will be revealed towards me, and so on. Because what appears is always appears with respect to the shattering of the vessel. It's nothing new. In all the states that we're going through, at home, with kids, at work, in society, in each and every state, the only thing that appears is what was prepared for us from the shattering of the soul. And on us is only to reveal it correctly. If we are in the correct preparation, then all the corrupt vessels that appear disclose to us the good states. It all depends on the preparation. So what we have to do, first of all, to agree that we are in the revelation of the concealment, the ever-increasing concealment, and our preparation can always bring us to these new states, new corrupt states, already in the correct approach. It all depends on the preparation.
Excerpt number 8 from Shamati, article 8. What is the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sidracha, Baal HaSulam? It is written, I sit in its shade, and its fruit is sweet to my palate. All the concealments and the troubles are sent by the Creator in order to work above reason and to have the force to say that the Creator does it for his own good, to work in order to bestow, not for himself. Then this person comes to recognize that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built on above reason. And then he doesn't pray for the shades to pass away. Rather, if the Creator wishes him to work this way above reason, then he works in concealment, since he wants to work in order to bestow for the Creator to enjoy.
To rise above. To try to be in a state where, if not in the beginning, but at least in the middle, in some way or form, during the descent, to grab himself and to correct it, and grab himself again and correct it. To play this ping pong with whatever the Creator reveals to you, all those the corrupt states. And he is a great expert. He constantly sends us these disturbances, seemingly harsh problems, external disturbances. And we have to locate everything as coming from him, from there is none else besides him. More advanced states appear on top of the darkness.
Excerpt number 9 from Shamati 19. What is it that the Creator hates the bodies in the work? We have to try to have a strong desire to attain, a desire to bestow, and to overcome the will to receive. And a strong desire is measured by having many stops between the overcomings. A cessation is a descent that can be for a moment, or an hour, or a day, or a month. Then he starts working again, overcoming the will to receive, to try to attain the will to bestow. And a strong desire is called when the cessation is not long, that immediately he awakens to do the work.
That's how we can measure how much time it takes us to transfer ourselves from the bad to the good. From the bad to good is not according to our feeling, but according to the determination of the state. Do we ascribe it to the Creator or not?
Excerpt number 10 from letter number 77 by Rabash. You shouldn't be impressed of this sense, because penny to penny they all accumulate to a large sum. Spirituality departs so that you'll have room to do the work in walking forward, because every moment you discern for bestowal goes into the correction. It's only that a person descends to sort out more sparks for correction. The advice is not to wait until you are lowered from your state. And when you feel your lowness, then you rise back again. Rather, you yourself should descend and raise sparks.
This is that I awaken the dawn. Not the dawn awakens me, or like the old man who's searching for deficiencies to extract more and more and correct them. So what's up to us is not just to accelerate things during the correction, when the evil appears and I ascribe it to the Creator by the environment, by the arvut, that I'm integrated in it and I can't leave them, but only in the correct preparation from the environment.
שאני מתעורר מהר
I awaken quickly through the preparation, and I, by that I shorten the time of correction by attributing everything to there is no one besides him, the good who does good, is the advantage of light out of darkness, that this is how it appears from the shattering, and I'm advancing in determining these states. What's the reason?
Maybe it's the air conditioner. Excerpt number 11 from Rabash, volume 2, What is Above Reason in the Work. When being redeemed, one attains that all the descents and the ascents are done by the Creator. Even the descents came from the Creator. The Creator organized them. Everything is made by the Creator.
The fact that we can attribute everything, the good and the bad, to the Creator, shows how much we are in the correct path in determining the state. There is nothing else that comes from him.
Excerpt number 12 from letter number 8 by Bala Sulam. There is a very important goal in this world called the drop of unity. When the people living in this world, going through all the threats and the pride that is removed from them, a door to their hearts is opened, the hearts that are completely closed, and they become worthy of instilling that drop of unity within their heart, and they are inverse, like a seal and an imprint. And they see that it's all the opposite. Everything that was terrible until now helps you attain the ability to remove the pride. Only there lies the Creator. And there He can instill this drop of unity in them.
Questions, Monterrey.
Una pregunta de Tijuana. ¿Cómo utilizamos
a question from Tijuana. How can we use the descent for the sake of the society? How can we use a descent for the sake of society?
Ascent and descent. Ascent and descent that we discuss here are with respect to the individual. That's what we talked about. Ascent and descent with respect to the society is on the condition that the society becomes an individual, a unique, single individual. Then you can say that it's in one state or another. But if the society is going through different states, that it's not in connection, then it's in the constant bad state, and you can't determine anything. So the society should bring itself to a certain connection and then measure towards the connection all the ascents and descents only. Only with respect to the intensity of connection, the greatness of the connection, the degree of connection. More. Monterrey.
Con respecto a eso, una pregunta de Puebla. ¿Cómo ayuda la decena?
With respect to that, we have a question from Puebla. How can the 10 help one of the friends when he's in a descent? How can the 10 help a friend when he's in a descent?
We need to create the certain atmosphere. We need to influence him. We can talk to him. We can invite a certain special study. If there are other objective conditions, then we can help him overcome it. But it's not a problem. It's usual as we study, as we learned. The important thing is that we connect with a greater connection between us, and in this way we begin to work on the friend in thought. Let's do an exercise. If one friend is leaving the society a little bit, feels doesn't feel too well, he kind of weakens, let us increase our intensity, invite the reforming light through us to work on him, and we'll see the positive result. It all depends on us. Start working through the connection between us with the reforming light that somehow corrects all our flaws. It's a vessel that we must use. There is no other vessel. Yes, Monterey.
¿Cómo comportarnos con esos estados de bajadas? ¿Cómo determinar?
How to behave in states of descent? How can? How can you decide that this is an opportunity for an ascent?
It's by the general atmosphere, the general buzz that is in the air in the group. If the entire group holds on to it, that we to the idea that we are in descent in order to ascend, even more correctly, not even talk about ascents and descents, but that we receive the sensation, feeling of darkness, that from this will reveal the light, then there's no reason for darkness. The Creator shattered the vessel purposely in order to reveal Himself in the vessel, because from the in the beginning He could only be revealed in the vessel as a tiny spark of livelihood. There were no created beings that could identify Him. But by beginning to identify, to locate the light within the darkness, we build ourselves as the soul, as spiritual creatures who are in a spiritual degree, on the degree of Adam, of man. Otherwise, we're only on the degree of the beast. In this degree, we don't even understand how much it's severed. It's cut off from the true world, from the spiritual world. It exists only in our imagination. That's why it's called the imaginary world. If we don't begin to discover the light out of the darkness, we do not exist. There's a certain fog, a certain film, a movie where we find ourselves and no more. So let's use correctly all the means in order to discover it. And I want to ask something from these responsible for the preparation of the Congress.
Yes, so we're in contact with all the organizers of the Congresses. There's something very exciting. Well, let's stand up. Everyone can see us. So there's something very exciting. The organizers from all over want to share with you and the whole world, Lee, regarding a very special phenomenon. What you directed all the Congresses to be as one Congress, and so that they'll work together. Chile, Brazil, Mexico, North America. If you could see us, it'd be better. So the organizers tell us that there's a very special phenomenon. In the beginning, it took some time until we could overcome the problems of translation and different time zones so we can organize the content for all the congresses. And after a while, it happened that everyone's understanding everyone else a lot better. It's like warmed up, and now we're all feeling as one team. It took a few days. And now that's how we feel. And they wanted to share it with you and to ask about this special phenomenon. There's a question from all the organizers regarding every friend coming to the Congress. How can he think of himself as serving the friends, whether he has a duty in the Congress or maybe not? How should he feel and how should he serve the friends in the best possible way?
the greatness of the group, the greatness of the friend, the greatness of the creator. That's first of all. An uplifted mood, a state of elation, and everything that's written really, what we just went through these past few days. All that we have left is the American convention, and we'll see how we're going to do it. We're going to do it when?
Tomorrow.
Part tomorrow, Shabbat. 8 lessons. We'll do some tomorrow and some on Sunday. And that's it. Now, other questions?
We always talk about the 10 being the entire reality and everything around it is only to serve it. So the friends are asking, what's the purpose of a Congress?
The purpose, the goal of the Congress is connection, chibur, connection, to emphasize, to highlight, to provide special powers, special understanding, awareness to the connection between the friends, because there, in the connection between the friends, in that scrutiny of the connection, we discover the Creator. That's our goal. That's our, what do you mean what the Congress is for?
Yeah, but we can do that here as a tent. So why do we need this big event and people coming and all that?
We are coming to those places in order to awaken these continents, these countries, so they would actually put in the effort. South America has to receive an injection, and everyone has to participate in that, in them, in those three countries, Chile, Brazil, and Mexico, and America also, according to its state. Congress, and let's hope it will unite all the right forces, and then the things will begin to improve there. And we're working this way. But again, we want that everywhere in the world, wherever we have friends, wherever it is, that friends will know that we care about connection, we talk about connection. We establish ourselves correctly in order to discover the upper world in the connection. In truth, we have all the preparations except for the connection.
One question regarding the tens in the Congress itself. They're asking, what's the right regard in the Congress regarding the tens? Friends will be in tens there. So, should I relate to my ten in the Congress differently or the rest of the people in the Congress? Is there such a discernment?
Yes. Still, with the ten that I am with at the Congress, I want to be in heart and soul with them. I don't know. There are another 500 people around me. I'm unable to perceive them, to absorb them. Why the Torah is defining things in the ten? Because I have 10 fingers. That's how I'm built. That the ten is one thing that I can take in, that I can absorb, that I'm with them as one. But 500 people, that's too much. It's too much. I can't connect with them. I can say they're friends and we support each other, but after I come to the 10 and I connect with the 10 as one man in one heart, and I feel them as truly one, then I can think how we connect more. And then I begin to absorb into my 10 additional external circles until the whole world is connected in it, into tense field, simply into one structure. All in all, you have one soul. That's what exists in the world. But I have to start from the 10 that are sitting with me together, and we reach unity.
Rav, exactly about this last thing, in the last part, what we learned, how can it be when you have the light, you see all the good, but if you're a bit in the darkness, you see nothing. In the Congress, we go over all the different states together, and now it seems as if the entire America is connected and going through it together through the preparation. What happens to an individual as he comes to the Congress? How does it help him feel things that he can never feel alone by coming to the Congress?
When he comes to the Congress, he's integrated in what is going on in the Congress, what the others prepared. Even if he just drops in there and he lives somewhere where there's no group or anything, he is included in the Congress, he's integrated, and then he participates in all the means. So they show him, they teach him what it is, and he acquires a spiritual vessel. Unless he comes to the Congress or is in a group that works on connection, he will never attain spirituality. And for him, the spiritual world will remain blocked and sealed off, concealed. So he has no choice. He has to make it. Whatever it may be, because there, in the Congress, in practice, he carries out the spiritual action, unity in the group, and all the way to revealing the Creator in it.
In Israel, in the Congress we had, the tents were according to the languages. According to what principle do you recommend that they build the tents? Also according to the languages?
Yes, first according to languages. From the time of Babylon, we're suffering, all suffering from the days of Babylon. From that time, we have a problem in languages. In such a way, the ego that is revealed in Babylon, first of all, mixed languages. Yeah.
New friends are going to take part in all the congresses in North and South America. So how can we make things easier for them? On the one hand, they have a lot of impression, they're all excited. On the other hand, we don't want to harm them, we don't want them to rebound out. So how should we relate to the new people?
In truth, I don't know. I don't have experience in that. We have a lot of people who are more experienced in receiving them, in seating them, and talking to them, to speak to them, to hug them, they have to talk to people who are experienced. But I also don't think they need a special treatment to pressure them too much. They have to feel themselves free.
On a different topic, if a person has a problem with coming to the Congress because he doesn't have money, can he ask for help from the Creator?
He can always ask from the Creator whatever he wants, even to win the lottery. But the thing is, I think that together with that, he might have to ask for help from Help Chaver. Maybe there is an opportunity to help him.
Yeah, we just want to remind you that in the Congress website, there is a link for Help Chaver. If you have a problem with money, so you can ask for help, and the committee will discuss this matter. There's a very interesting phenomenon of mirror congresses. You're skipping from one place to another, four different places, but most of the groups in the world, if they're not having the congress, they have to prepare themselves to a new mirror congress. Maybe Roy should ask this. What can I ask? Asaf said it. You're moving on from one place to another, you're from one group to another.
What difference does it make that I go from place to place? For me, it's not important. I take my computer, and either I'm sitting on a plane, or I'm sitting before the Congress, or I'm in my room. Or that's it. What difference does it make where I'm at? I'm always with the same material, the same idea, the same work. I can travel the whole world like that. So what? The important thing is that wherever I land, there are people there who receive a different impression from what they're getting compared to getting it from, you know, one another.
Maybe I should ask it this differently. It turns out that every time the center of the Congress, the spiritual center of the world, will be in a different place. So how, no matter what we are, can we incorporate with that same center so that we'll be there as well? Because we're going to have a different, the times will be different. And some things we won't see live, it will be recorded.
We've done such congresses. What's the difference? Didn't we have congresses in San Francisco, in California, in New York, Central America, many places?
We had congresses, but it was one congress. Here we have almost 2 weeks in a row of one big congress, 25 lessons. We never had this. And I, about myself, I feel I have no idea how I'm going to be able to be live with you with this, and I'm concerned about it.
It can be in a live broadcast the whole time. It's not only Saturday and Sunday. Look according to the schedule, and whatever you can do, do it. But not, don't. If you can't be in the same time, then you can watch it during the lesson. And then you continue.
Yesterday I heard that in the meantime not many people have registered for the Congress in the U.S. This made me really sad. I was thinking about it on the whole day long. And if I clothe, I try to clothe on three people were not registered yet to the Congress. One person has never been to a Congress and he's studying through a computer in his home. He probably feels that an event with hundreds of people is like something too mushy. It's like, maybe I can attain something without this being too sticky. So why was it important for him to come to the Congress?
I'm not talking about a person type 1, 2, or 3, the way you want to ask it. I'm just talking about a person in general. If he wants to reach spirituality, he does not have any other way to do it. He doesn't. Kabbalists give us conditions. They tell us about the spiritual laws of the spiritual world and how we can keep them. So it turns out that I have to be in a group, and I have to maintain connection with the group, and with this connection to turn to the reforming light, and through the group it will influence me if I'm integrated in the group, and in this way I enter this elevator from this world to the upper world, and I begin to discover it, the upper world, the creator, so on and so forth, the upper system. If a person can do it outside of Congress, please, it doesn't have to come. Rather, Congress is a place where for a few intense days we work only on that.
One more question. Let's say I attended a Congress, maybe even two Congresses in the U.S. Now there's a Congress again. You know, a year has gone by and there's one more Congress. Sometimes a person goes to a nice theater show or a movie once, maybe even twice. Why should I come one more time? I saw it already. I've been there.
Not all at once. It's written everywhere in the books of Kabbalah. A person does not attain spirituality all at once. But with these excursions, the ascents and descents and more, it's not that he constantly comes to a bitter experience, no. But rather, each time he puts in a small exertion, whatever he's capable of doing, and then these exertions are added, where each penny is added to a great sum, until it opens up. So if he came to one Congress, I've been to dozens of Congresses, and I can tell you that one Congress is not like another. And each one, the next one, is more powerful than the previous one.
Let's say I'm a veteran. I'm a student, been with us for years. I've following you in all the lessons, in the Zohar lessons, test lessons, and everything. So sometimes it comes to my mind that congresses are more for new students, for beginners, so that they'll know about the wisdom of Kabbalah, so they can join our doing our work. After so many years, I don't know what I have to do in the congresses. It's better if I stay with the morning lessons, more serious lessons. What do you think about it?
No, specifically people who are more veteran, they're looking for more impression, more internal excitement. And specifically in the Congress, with that intensity, they can find it. Whereas in their group, it's different, it's more difficult. There's a hero in quantity and hero in quality. The Congress is both. A lot of quality and a lot of quantity. So anyone who is integrated in it, and physically it's felt even more, then he truly gains a lot. I recommend it. They said 200 people, 500 or 1,000, it doesn't matter to me, but I think that this opportunity... Especially the state of America today.
To conclude, if you're sitting at your home listening to this, we're all inviting you to open your computer to go in one.kabbalah.info and to register to the Congress. We're asking you to do it promptly. In addition, we have an announcement from the team in charge of the Congress that tell us that today friends from Brazil, Mexico, Chile, and North America have met in order to prepare the Yeshivat Chaverim on Sunday. We feel the responsibility for the whole worldly, for every friend to feel the importance of this 10-day Congress so that no one will miss this one-time opportunity. We're really asking everyone to come prepared so that we can receive this very special thing, L'chaim.
I think our development and the world's development, everything that's happening, is aiming us precisely at the correction. And we should put in the effort and the connection between us in order to attain it. It's here, it's close, and we'll succeed. And?
Monterrey.
Yes, Monterrey.
Sí, gracias, Rab. Vamos a decir la
Thank
tarea
you, Rab.
Diaria
para Our daily task.
Que comente en su decena
la importancia Each friend should write or tell the his 10 about the importance of the opportunity of connection in these congresses. Each friend, again, each friend should write down or tell his 10 about the importance of the connection in the congresses, this opportunity to unite in the Congress. Announcements. An open Friday, groups in Israel, viewers of Channel 66, you're all invited for a special lesson and a meal tomorrow, 2:45 a.m., Nevatim 12th Street, Petah Tikva. If you want to come, please call 1-700-509-209. This we conclude. Thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. Rav Lightman is coming to America. We're all as one. Kabbalah Congresses in North and South America. We're inviting all our students and the Education Center students to the Congresses starting on April 26th till May 7th in Chile, Brazil, Mexico, and the U.S. For details, 1.kabbalah.info. Fundamentals of Kabbalah in English. We're inviting all our English viewers to join a live course that starts on April 20th, KabbalahRevealed.com. You're all invited. Song.
Mipsanter ad clarinet.
לכל אחד תפקיד מיוחד ישר
Abraham.